This recording, Poland 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I just finished a meeting with my students who are going to go for a summer program to Barcelona, Paris, and London. And I had to lecture them how to behave. In other words, no drinking, no wearing baseball hats and all that American apparel simply because they don't want to be recognized as Americans. So this was one thing. And then I went on telling them why we have a summer program of that sort. How Barcelona is a city and culture measured against Paris as a city as a culture and London as a city of culture, because the idea was to take them from the south to north to demonstrate the cultural, architectural, environmental differences created by different religious traditions, created by different political history, and also climate and ability to build. So those were the things I had to discuss with them so they would not feel like they are going into a known territory with no reason of which would be familiar to them. So then I recommended some books for them to read and also suggested they should keep sketchbooks and cameras ready so they could create a record of their experiences in various countries and various environments. So that lasted for about an hour. And then we talked about swine flu. There was a university representative who instructed us that the State Department keeps an eye on it. And if there's any danger of spread of this epidemic to Europe, Spain, or France or England, we would not be able to proceed. Hopefully it will not occur and we will be able to depart on the 2nd of June.